choice. There's a tyranny of choice. There's a tyranny of choice for content creators. Something I struggle with every single day. I'm always second guessing myself. How do we break this tyranny of choice? Well, that's the topic of the day today. Hi, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 55 of Scale Your Charisma. I'm thrilled to be here with you today as we break the tyranny of choice. And today is Monday, January 2nd, 2017. And over the past week, had a little time off, deep in planning mode for 2017 around our content strategy. And this question has vexed me, not only this past week, but as long as I've been producing content. What is the best content type, video, audio, written, to use? What is the best distribution platform, engagement platform, social media? Which one should we use? Which one should we focus on first? Which one should we lead with? It's a real problem. It's a real problem I struggle with every day, and I'm always second-guessing myself, and I'm sure many of you second-guess yourself as well. And this concept sounded very familiar to me, and so I did a little research, and of course there's a book out there called The Paradox of Choice by Barry Schwartz. And this was written from a consumerism or a retail-driven standpoint, but consumers get overwhelmed when there are too many choices and too many options to choose from. And in fact, he states that it creates great psychological harm. And we're all familiar with that, right? We walk down the aisle of any grocery store, way too many options to choose from. And the finding of the book is like, consumers in many cases would rather have fewer choices. It would just make our lives easier. And as content creators, there are many days in which I would rather have fewer choices. I would love to have someone choose for me, should I use YouTube or Facebook as my primary video strategy? I don't want anyone to choose for me. Actually, we love the freedom of choice and we love the options. So how do we break this tyranny of choice? And it sounds very simple, and it is very simple. We just have to stick to the plan. So it's really all about your content marketing strategy and mission statement. So a tool that I often refer to on a consistent basis, once again, anytime I'm second guessing myself, is this notion of creating a content marketing strategy and mission statement and publishing that strategy and mission statement, literally printing it out, tacking it up on the wall of your office, and then revisiting it on a consistent basis. Because the answers to these questions, so having a strategy and goals, of course, so we know we're effective, measure over time, then the answers to the three simple questions in the content marketing mission statement can help us break this tyranny of choice. And so the content marketing mission statement, the questions are, who's the target, what's delivered, and the outcome for the audience? And answering those three simple questions hopefully helps you zero in on, triangulate around, focus your efforts as a content creator on what type of platform you should use, what type of content you should create, and where you should distribute and engage. And so often we hear on this podcast, all of us in this audience, we're all champions of video and video marketing and video communications because we all feel it's the best way to break through, build trust and credibility, and scale our relationships, and just really have give people a great understanding of what it's like to work with you. And so video is critical. Now, the interesting thing is, I watched a Gary Vee video about a week or two ago, and he's also, of course, bullish on video. And his strategy, though, is to document and not create. So even if we're wrestling with original thinking, original ideas, using video to document your process can be just as effective as literally trying to be a true creator coming up with original content. So while we're leading with a video-first strategy, and we've made a deliberate choice, and I've made a deliberate choice, I constantly struggle and jump back and forth between YouTube and Facebook. And we need to pick one and lead with it And I have settled on the fact for the near term, for the foreseeable future, that we are going to be using YouTube as our video repository, our content repository, and having a series. I have a number of videos I've posted over time, but even if you're just getting started, 3 to 5 videos, some of them listed, some unlisted, something you can use to forward to someone just to give them a sense of what it's like to work with you. It's very simple to create and publish those YouTube videos. And so that's the stated goal. That's the stated strategy, a video first, YouTube first strategy with intermittent Facebook live videos. Once again, because that's the best way to drive engagement these days. And so using Facebook Live almost to promote and point to our content repositories. But the funny thing about that, or almost the paradox of the choice here, while we're the champions of video first, is here we are listening to a podcast. This is audio. We're using an audio first mechanism. And the reason why we're still committed to distributing this content via audio is because I went through and did the exercise again, of course, the content marketing strategy mission statement. Who's our target? You. You are our target, marketing-minded sales leaders, sales-minded marketing leaders. And the one thing that's consistent, universally consistent with everyone here, we are all on the go. We're all hustling. We're all extremely busy. We're all trying to make a big impact. And we all want options to have when our, as they say in Audible, when your hands are busy, but your mind is free. Audio is a great way to reach, have that reach, that distribution, and to engage with your audience, who are people that are focused on high degrees of productivity and making a big impact. So we'll continue with this dual video first audio extension strategy that we have, and doing the dual purposing of our content, because as we're here recording this podcast, I'm also rolling video, and I will end up posting the video recording of this podcast up on the YouTube channel just to extend the life of the content. But this goes to show you, did we break the tyranny of choice for content creators today? Do you feel a little bit better about how to limit your choices and focus your efforts? I can tell you right now, I don't feel any better. I still feel overwhelmed. I still feel like I'm going to second guess myself, and I will. But I just will keep revisiting the content marketing mission statement and focus the efforts. You write the plan down, you publish the plan, you print it, you put it on your wall, and you stare at it on a daily basis to keep yourself focused. So I would love to hear how you are breaking the tyranny of choice, and if you've gotten started, how you've gotten started. Another component of having an audio extension to our strategy here is that, of course, video is a more engaging platform, and your viewers are more likely to engage with you on a video platform than an audio platform. And yeah, with audio platforms, it's often crickets. So while you see the downloads and you see people tweeting, your episodes out, there's really not a great degree of engagement. So one cool thing I would love to hear from you here early in 2017 is how have you broken the tyranny of choice with your content creation? I would love to hear how you focused your efforts and are really driving your strategy forward. So that's the goal. Please, if you'd like more information or want to have a conversation about breaking the tyranny of choice and specifically creating a content marketing strategy mission statement, always happy to help with that. Please visit me on my personal blog at publishorperish.fm. And for those of you interested in the YouTube first strategy, I do have a little guide I wrote on how to create a great YouTube channel. Happy to send that to you as well. So I look forward to hearing from you. Please email me at jeff@publishorperish.fm, as in Frank Mary. And I hope your 2017 is off to a great start. And as always, let's all think like marketers and sell like animals. Cheers.
destiny. It's time for me to seize. Release me, I'm a beast. I know who it is we be. Let's change this world we see. Leaving these crumbs and seeds. It's time to bare our teeth. Well, I'm a lion and you're a lion.